You guys ready?
Yeah! If you ever watch The Partridge Family or reality TV, you'll recognize the name Danny Bonaducci.
Danny would tell you anything and everything. I mean, he never hid anything.
Today we're talking to former child star and radio personality Danny Bonaducci.
Danny has become a successful reality television star and a radio host on KVOK.
Hey, I'm glad you guys came to Seattle, man. I was getting bored of the other radio stations around here.
Danny Bonaducci. Tell you, that guy looks like a dog turning 30.
Danny Bonaducci, everybody.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Too much time on my hands. I don't want me to do that, man. It is 5:54. I'm Danny Bonaducci. This is KCOK. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, as you guys know, and I'm going to ask you for backup because I think some people, because I have so many stories and my life has been so weird, some people don't always believe everything I have to say. So you guys can back me up on this one. When I get a robocall and I can get an actual person on it, whether they want to sell me a timeshare or they're trying to scam me or it's the Prince of Nigeria, whatever it is, unlike most people, I take the call and I talk to them.
Yeah.
And what I do is I go all the way down the road. That sounds great. Now, do I send you my social security number or just a check? Can I pay by PayPal? And all the way through, they're going, well, we got one. Some poor dit is going to actually do this. And I don't know. So I kept one guy on the phone for 25 minutes.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just felt like it was time well spent. My day was done. It was early. So I've done it a million times. So I'm going to tell you, if you know that I do that, then you'll understand this. It's an old thing. It was like an old joke. I'm just giving you the real deal on this. I went to Starbucks with my lovely wife, and she wanted a venti black tea lemonade shaken. Who is she, James Bond? But that's what she wanted, and that's what I ordered, and I don't usually get anything. And I said, you know what? There's a drink you have. It's the dragon fruit lemonade. She said, yeah, what size? And I can't believe this was going to happen, because this used to happen all the time when it was new. I said, medium. And she said, grande. And I said, no, medium. And she said, grande. And I said, wait, let's just be clear on this. There is some size between small and large. I want that one. And she said, grande. I said, listen, how is this possible? You're the lady from Starbucks, and I love you're doing a great job. And I'm like, but do you know you're speaking Latin to me? Why would I speak Latin? And so Amy finally looks at me and gives me a fairly serious nudge, and we get our stuff, and we go our separate ways. And we're leaving, and I mentioned to Amy, and not in a bragging, as a response to something, and I think I've even mentioned this before, I said, loving you is like labor intensive, and it's not her, it's me. I want to surprise her next, I want to do something next, I want to whatever it can do, what crazy thing I can do next to make my wife a little more happy than she was 5 seconds ago. And she said, oh, that's uxorious. I do a certain way of loving my wife that's so much being looked up, and there is a name for it, uxorious. It means you overly love your spouse. So I said to her, I wanted to say, I said, good memory. But it came out, good remember. And now I'm an old doddering fool who she keeps saying to me, no matter what, I'll say, hey, there are my keys. And she'll say, oh, good remember.
This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK FM and KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle.
An iHeart radio station.
Now, Sarah with sports and entertainment.
Starting with some music news. Cat Stevens, Yousef Islam, has announced a virtual concert event called Cat Song Festival.
Cool.
It will be taking place next month, it'll be taking place this week. It's a YouTube broadcast to celebrate the 50th anniversary of his 1970 albums T for Tillerman and Mona Bone Jakin.
Bones what?
Mona Bone Jakin.
If you like him, it's okay with me.
Over 40 artists are taking part in this, including Haim, Brandon Boyd of Incubus, Jack Johnson, singer James Morrison, a bunch of different people, all different types of music styles. And they're all going to be performing Cat Stevens songs.
Oh, that is a great idea. Because the thing with the song, Cat Stevens is not an overwhelming, you know, rock star singer like, say, Freddie Mercury or anything like that. But the lyrics are so great. When he wants to get on the peace train, oh, man, genius.
So that's taking place Saturday at, YouTube on Saturday at noon is when you can check this out.
Cool.
Well, the Beatles. We know the Beatles didn't always get along, especially towards the end.
Yeah, somebody shot one of them, for God's sake.
Well, I mean, within each other.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure John Lennon shot George. It's just a thing.
Okay. Paul McCartney says...
I don't know why that was so funny. It's historically inaccurate, but still funny.
Oh, totally true.
Paul McCartney says there is one song that the rest of the band hated with a passion. You know, bands of any nature will fight over songs. Like, oh, you know, this song you wrote stinks. I don't want to play this song. But when it comes to the Beatles, Paul McCartney said everybody hated Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Oh, really?
He said recently that, yes, it's true. John Lennon gave an interview that said he hated it. Ringo Starr did indeed call it the worst track we ever had to record.
Really?
And they said making things even worse was Paul McCartney's micromanagement in the studio, forcing the band to play take after take after take after take for hours.
Jeez, and they didn't really do that. They'd do 10 songs in a session when they first started.
Not for this one.
Right.
Not for Abbey Road. So Paul McCartney said, yes, the rumors are true. The band absolutely hated it. However, I think this is one of our best productions ever.
Oh, who said that? It's a stupid song. It's only to be topped by an octopus's garden in the shade of stupid right. things that the Beatles did.
Yeah, he didn't say best song. He said best production, so maybe he means this sounds.
Oh, because
the
they took so many takes, they finally got it right.
Maybe.
So I will give you minor Maxwell Silverhammer trivia.
Okay.
Essentially, true story right. from the papers of a guy that was on trial. I think his name was actually Maxwell, and he was, you know, they don't get the kind of murderers in England that we get over right. here killing anybody. Huge news. So I don't know if he's a serial killer or what. But Maxwell killed somebody, and from there, I don't know what, because I think the judge dropped the gavel. But that's kind of, what a pop tune. Oh, yeah, this murder killed some girl.
Well, we know Dolly Parton is a gifted songwriter, a gifted musician and singer, but she wrote songs that other people sang.
Yes, she did.
Including the smash hit for Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Right. Crazy that Dolly Parton wrote this.
Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton said the plan was for Elvis to sing this song.
No way.
Yeah, I read this the other day.
So she gave an interview, Dolly Parton, to The Big Issue. It's a segment they call Letter to My Younger Self. And she tells the story of writing this song and how beyond excited she was for Elvis to sing it. And she got a call from Elvis Presley's manager and said, just want you to know there's some back and forth about publishing. We need to have half of the publishing. And she said, I'm not giving you all the publishing Good. Rights to my song. And then they said, I'm sorry, then Elvis can't do it. It wasn't Elvis's decision. It was all management.
You know, I do that all the time. If somebody wants me to do something I don't want to do, I go, oh, I got a contract. I'll be in violation if I do. Elvis said no.
So she said, I cried all night long. I knew it wasn't Elvis. It wasn't Elvis making this decision. He was disappointed, too. I knew he loved the song. But the fact that he wasn't going to sing it is something I never got over. She said, Priscilla Presley told me that she did hear Elvis perform the song. He sang it to her as they were coming down the courthouse Aww. After they divorced.
Oh, that's wow. a little less off.
Yeah.
How weird would it be if the world never had this Whitney Houston version of the song?
Oh, that's actually fine. True.
No, it's a great song and everything, but the way fine. You put it made it so important, Paul. What would the world be like yeah. without this song? And I'm thinking,
oh,
fine,
we need it.
I'll be fine. It's a great song. You know, I am loving her more. I liked her. She did a bunch of things. She was world famous. She was in 9 to 5. She was in
Dolly, yeah.
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas with Burt Reynolds. She's been a lot, but even I didn't know the depths of her. So I'll just tell you this a real quick story. So there's a girl waiting in line. I don't think Dolly Parton has had a record at. She's on the Grand Ole Opry singing live on stage. And afterwards, she signed autographs. And this lady, a young girl, like 15, said, she said, what's your name? And the girl said, Jolene. And Dolly Parton said, huh. And that night, she never met this girl. And that night, she went, Jolene, one of the most recorded songs of all time out of a teenager saying hello. Wow. Amazing, that lady.
Dolly Parton, very gifted.
Yeah.
By the way, while we were playing that song, Waldo started crying because he is so...
That's right. That's his favorite song of all time.
And he's so in love with Whitney Houston.
Here's the deal, you guys. Because I'm in my living room or I'm in my guest room, I can't, of course, tell what you're when you're kidding.
We're not kidding.
Is Waldo's favorite song this?
Yes.
He's a big Whitney Houston fan, yeah.
Neat.
And
there's always another issue with you, buddy. There's always another side to Waldo.
crack is whack.
That's for you, Aldo.
Well, you know, you guys, it's time to get in the spirit this holiday season, and I am helping you out with some special cocktails made with Tito's handmade vodka.
Yay.
You can check out my latest video where I will show you how to make limoncello. I know some of you think you've got to go to Italy to get limoncello.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nope. All you need is Tito's, simple syrup, and lemons. It's actually really easy delicious. KZOK.com/Tito's. While you're there, you've got a chance to enter to win a Tito's handmade vodka holiday gift bag. Drink responsibly. Check that out at KZOK.com/Tito's.
You know, since we've been working together, we have done fabulous stuff. We worked for a pretty rich company, and if it wasn't this one, it was the one before that.
Ooh.
Prizes and value of flying people office places. We get to fly. We get to see the Stones. We don't even have to pay. But I will tell you this. This thing you're doing with Tito's, genius. I'm going to watch it, and I don't even drink, but I'm going to watch it and see how you do it. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, thank you.
And everybody should watch the videos. Where was it again? KZOK.com/Tito's,
yeah.
Right? But if it's so easy to make limoncello, then how come you haven't brought any in for us?
Oh, because it has to rest for 2 weeks, Paul.
Oh, I'll
bring
see.
You some in
I,
next
to
week.
To be honest with you, I think Paul needs to rest for 2 weeks.
Saturday Night Live. We know who the next guest host will be this Saturday. It's going to be Jason Bateman.
Oh, cool. I like that guy.
Jason Bateman, star of Ozark. He will be joined by musical performer Morgan Wallen. Sound familiar?
No.
That's the country singer who was supposed to perform earlier in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
But broke.
On his jean shirt. But then I thought, oh, man, a simple mistake. That guy's ruined forever. He's mocked. I'm glad Saturday Night Live gave him a second shot.
Yeah, he apologized pretty immediately. I don't know if that makes it better. It certainly doesn't make it worse.
It doesn't really make it. You got kicked off Saturday Night Live for your first appearance because you're an idiot.
But he'll be back this Saturday.
Great.
And then next Saturday, Timothy Chalamet will be hosting. Bruce Springsteen will be the musical act.
Oh.
What? That's pretty cool. Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI? Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Last night, Seahawks. Woo! A slow start, but man, they had a big win. 23-17 on the road in Philadelphia. They had sacked Carson Wentz not once, not twice, not three times. Six times? They
really?
Was it six
Carson?
Times?
I think
wow.
It was six.
That's awesome.
I lost
performance?
Count.
Is he on drugs? What's the deal?
Carson Wentz stinks. Sorry, was that me?
No, it's true.
Probably.
It's accurate.
It's weird because Carson Wentz had phenomenal seasons, and then this year he is awful.
Yeah.
Although, I'll be honest, the Seahawks should have beat the lowly Eagles by a bigger score than 23-17.
Right. For everybody's talking about how, the defense looked great, but they looked great against the Eagles.
Yeah.
What do we say, though, in the sports world with people like me who know all things about sports? A win's a win. Put a W in that column.
Oh, heck yeah.
No kidding.
That was awesome the way I said that.
And you know what that means, Danny, with the win in the column?
No.
8-3.
Yeah.
8-3, baby. That's a big record.
Look at us go.
All right, so I'll tell you a personal sports story this morning. Comes from lots of trial and error. My alarm goes off, and I slept in today because I don't have to travel. So I slept all the way till 5 in the morning this morning.
Nice.
And I wake up, I turn the alarm off in kind of a panic, even though I've got plenty of time. And I turn around, and without any asking or anything like that, Amy goes, Seahawks won. And the last time that happened, and she didn't tell me, it was the loss. And I freaked out and all this stuff. How did I fall asleep? So I knew at 5:02 that our lovely Hawks won that game.
Well, it was a big win. The Hawks are now 8-3. The Philadelphia Eagles are 3-7-1. They are having a bad season. Up next for the Hawks, the Giants. Speaking of pretty terrible teams, the Giants are at 4-7, are at top of the NFC East.
Oh, wow.
1:05 start time for the Seahawks on Sunday.
So we're going to be talking again on Sunday. Man, that defense is looking good.
I hope so. Don't knock on something, Paul.
Well, Sunday's game between the Ravens and the Steelers was postponed to Monday. Then it was postponed to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now it has been postponed till tomorrow. So the Ravens-Steelers still trying to get this game in. There are a ton of players with COVID. They keep moving it. And now it is supposed to be tomorrow. Here, you will be able to watch it at 12:40.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Super weird.
It is, too. And I'll tell you this, though. Pretty soon, if this keeps going on, they're going to dress fans. The guys with their faces on those seats. And it's been done, you guys. Remember this guy, Vince Papale? We were talking about a bartender who won a contest or some such thing in Philadelphia to be an Eagle. He did all right. Now he's a bartender again. And then that Zamboni dude for hockey.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to start dressing the viewers.
And the game's on NBC, I think, and they had already committed to doing the Rockefeller Center.
Tree lighting.
Yeah, the tree lighting and the whole celebration and stuff.
Whoops.
So the game's not going to be in primetime. We're going to get the game at noon, 12:30, I think.
So bizarre. Sounders are in action tonight against FC Dallas for the MLS Cup semifinals. 6:30 start time. Go Sounders.
Go Sounders.
And attention golfers, the best value in golf is back again this year. It's the Around the Sound Golf Pass offering 12 rounds of golf at McCormick Woods, Echo Falls, Gold Mountain, Whitehorse, Loomis, Trail, Port Ludlow, The Cedars, The Dungeness, Avalon, and others, all for $209, which is less than a buck a hole. Each course offers incredible discounts on additional rounds and offers from other golf merchants. It's really a great deal. The Around the Sound Golf Pass, check it out for yourself at seattlegolfpass.com. Well, it's a busy morning. There's a lot happening. You don't want to miss the news, which is next right around 6:20.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Pearl Vision. The U.S. is now reporting more than 1 million new coronavirus cases, 10,000 deaths a week. Hospitalizations are approaching the 100,000 milestone. Now, California is prepping for the possibility of full stay-at-home orders in the coming days as ICU beds in that state fill up. New York is seeing hospitalizations at record levels. So yesterday, Governor Jay Inslee and state health leaders addressed the question, are we going to see more closures here in Washington? And Jay Inslee said, it depends on what we see in the coming days because we're not going to know what happens with people gathering for Thanksgiving for about 10 days.
It sounds a lot like a yes. We're going to see more closures because people were idiots.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe it still. You know, I don't personally know any of those guys, but like a third of the country will not take a vaccine yet. And what lined me up, man? People are just so different.
Well, and the number of people who traveled for Thanksgiving was astounding.
It was astounding.
They said 10% off of last year's record high. So we only dropped 10% off of our normal...
Off of record.
Yeah, off record levels of Thanksgiving travel.
So we'll find out in 10 days to 2 weeks what the effects was of people traveling for Thanksgiving. So the CDC told people, don't travel. And then after Thanksgiving, they said, assume that you came into contact with somebody with COVID.
Right.
The numbers that they're seeing are being spread throughout households. So if you got together with a big household for Thanksgiving, you might want to hunker down.
Right.
Well, we'll find out in another, week's time what happened because of Thanksgiving. And then Jay Inslee will make the decision on what goes forward for our state.
And the vaccine, which I already saw some redneck maniac on the television news. I would not take that. I'll tell you right now, not only will I take it, but I can't tell you where I would take it, but it ain't my problem. And I would live by that and I would be fine. And you'd still be going, I ain't going to take no shot.
Well, that hillbilly doesn't have an opportunity to take that shot yet, if that's who you're talking about.
That's who I'm talking about.
They are hoping that the first rounds of vaccines will happen at the end of the month, but it certainly won't be for the general public. Every state's going to have its own set of rules of who's going to be able to get it, whether it's the elderly, whether it is first responders. We are waiting to find out. Pfizer has put in all their paperwork for getting the emergency FDA approval for here and for Europe. So we're still waiting for when these vaccines will roll out for the public. We'll let you know.
You know, I feel like I'm a smart dude on this one because when this first started happening, everybody freaked out. I freaked out as much as anybody, but I knew just kind of easily, we'll fix this. It's, you know, we've got a track record of being an American and doing this and having the vaccine and doing that. And what is it? What, have been 6 months now since we've been locked down and it looks like we might have a vaccine?
It's been since March.
Yeah. What is that? 9 months?
9 months.
Yeah, 9 months. Yeah. Totally different.
When it comes to Leonardo da Vinci's paintings, so it looks like there is more than meets the eye. If you take a look at the Mona Lisa or some of the other sketches and art, a team of experts have taken a look and seen, there's a whole lot of other stuff on these paintings.
Like what? Like toots? I don't get it.
Bacteria.
Oh.
Number two.
Well, we should wear a mask when we look at these Da Vinci paintings, apparently.
The painting stinks.
They're saying that a lot of people probably didn't wear masks and inhaled pretty gross stuff. They found
how much could be on there? Yeah. Like by it's now,
been, it's
it should
been
be
there
gone.
500 years or whatever.
Right.
Aspergillus, which is a mold species, which is dangerous for people to breathe.
Do not
in.
Sniff my aspergillus.
And they have found all sorts of different microbes, including E. coli, microbes like Salmonella, and they said they don't believe this was from Da Vinci.
I mean, I guess you don't wash the painting, right?
They said to some degree this was people who were working on the paintings, like so people who go in and get rid of dust. And they also said paper, so the dude had a ton of sketches.
Right.
And that paper starts to spoil, and that some of those microbes also can make people super sick. So if you are an art restorer, an art expert, you don't want to go sniffing around Da Vinci.
No, you do not. I'll tell you what, when you were setting up that story, I thought you meant hidden secret messages, which is, I didn't know that was a real thing. I thought it was just for a movie. But the famous, they hid stuff from the Cardinal and the Mission and the Pope and stuff like that. So sometimes, and you should read up on this because it's really fascinating, they're secret. Like if you look right there, oh man, that's a face or something, or the Vatican. It's pretty cool.
Well, when you
now
talk
you
about,
look past all these germs and gross stuff.
Yeah, you do. You do. Worth it.
We talk about the Da Vinci Code and those movies. That's all based on fact. They just took it to the next level. You know,
Tom Hanks wasn't in the real life version.
No, he was a good actor. I kind of believed it for a little while. There's a 32-year-old man who's making news. He has just completed a 2,000-kilometer bike ride through China to Tibet. And why this is remarkable? Well, it's a long way to go on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? 1,700 miles?
Oh, gosh. I'm terrible at that.
I'm making that number. I just know it's about a third left somewhere in there.
Is he like super famous because he's drinking Ocean Spray cranberry juice and playing that Fleetwood Mac song? Is it another one of those?
No, the reason why this is remarkable is it's a long bike ride and he has one leg.
Oh.
Well, how's he pedal?
With
the one
the
leg.
The one good leg, yep. So
I'll bet he pedals just fine. Have you ever seen that now? The new bionic limbs they give you? I would imagine his new leg is given just as much power as his old leg.
The only pictures I saw that he had posted was him standing on one leg. He didn't have a prosthetic. And
I've seen that, and I think that's weird. Why don't you have one of those that can afford it?
I don't know if he did have a prosthetic for riding his bike. As I said, I saw him at the end of the journey and he was standing in water with his arms up in the Rocky like, woohoo, look at me.
He has both arms.
Both arms, okay, one good. Leg. He lost his leg in an accident 11 years ago and has been riding his bike to different parts of China.
No matter how many legs you have, that's an impressive bike ride.
Yeah.
2,000 kilometers. Anybody do the math yet?
No.
1,700 miles.
I told you.
There's a really nice story in the news.
Give us a second, Sarah.
I know. We don't have many of these, so I thought this one was a nice story to share.
We'll see.
A mother got a surprise thanks to the kindness of strangers. A woman named Chelsea put a Nintendo Switch on layaway.
Awful name, Chelsea. Yeah.
Chelsea, I'll handle her.
Thank you for making that make a little more sense, Dan.
No problem at all, buddy. I'm here for you.
Mom Chelsea put a Nintendo Switch on layaway. She purchased it for her child for Christmas.
Yeah.
Then a couple of weeks go by and Chelsea realizes she can't afford the rest of the layaway. So she went to a Facebook group and they you can join Facebook groups like for your neighborhood. And she said, I'm not going to be able to make this work.
You lose that money, too.
Yeah.
If you put the money down on layaway and then you can't pay the rest, you just lose that money.
Exactly. So she said, does anyone want to purchase the Nintendo Switch? All you need to do is, you know, give me the layaway money back and you have to pay off the rest. And then the Nintendo's yours. Well, instead of buying it from her, they put together a donation and paid off her Christmas gift for her kid.
That's nice.
Here we go. First of all, and you know what? Paul, I'll give you a vote, but maybe you're not as horrible as I am. Do you have any inkling? Not the whole inkling, but a little inkling? She was hoping that would happen. That's why she said that.
Did she plan it out? Yeah, of course. When she put that up, she hoped somebody would just pay
okay,
it
so
for
now
her.
What we're doing, I don't have enough money to afford the thing I bought, so let's reward irresponsibility. This is a terrible story, Sarah. I don't even know how you live with yourself.
I want to think that when she originally put it on layaway that this wasn't her plan all along, but who knows?
You are terrible people.
You people.
Well, we are. Look at this lady.
We are the world. We are the future.
Well, she spent the next couple of days after finding out that her neighborhood had done this for her by delivering baked goods to neighbors on her street as a way to pay it forward. Well,
okay, that is actually nice.
That is very, very cool.
Here's why I'm not mad at it, because normally this story goes this way. She couldn't pay off the layaway. She put it on Facebook. They opened up a GoFundMe, and they raised $45,000.
Right. Here's what I thought.
What just happened?
No.
I thought she did exactly what you said she did, but then here's what happens. Jay-Z gets involved and pays everybody's layaway.
Buys Nintendo, gives it to the woman.
Buys Nintendo. All right, so let's get back to that happy story sometime soon.
Yeah, they cost around $300. They just paid it off. So, you know, Jay-Z didn't step in and... I don't know. There's going to be one happy kid at Christmas.
That's nice. And what's Christmas for if not to make one happy kid?
All right. Well, this next story, if you're eating breakfast, you might want to stop. A 59-year-old man in Russia had been living with some serious nose-breathing difficulties. He had trouble breathing and finally was like, okay, this is getting to a point where I can't take it anymore. I've got to go to the hospital. So they did a CT scan, and it was something they could see. His nose was blocked by a foreign body.
Oh.
And he thought...
Whose body was it?
Yeah, who's foreign?
He thought, oh my gosh, Becky, when I was a little kid, I had a coin, and I stuck it up my nose. I didn't want to tell my mom, because, man, she was so strict. I didn't want to tell her, and she was going to get so angry. So he was about 6 years old, completely forgot about this small little coin he shoved up there. The doctors are like, yeah, sure, dude. Well, the 59-year-old man said, okay, go ahead and perform surgery. Guess what they found up there?
What did they find up there, Sarah?
A coin that had been up there for 53 years.
Can I just say this? I don't know if this is a happy story or not, but any grown man stupid enough to point coins up their nose deserves whatever they get.
Yeah. I've seen video of a grown man we know doing that very thing.
Seven quarters, bro. Don't make fun of it.
Crazy.
And did they all come out, Danny?
Yeah, all of them, but I had to use like different kind of tool. I started with needle nose pliers, and that was a thing. I used a cooking tool. But I'll tell you, it went from funny and aren't I the man till, oh, is this going to kill me? I mean, they're rattling around in my sinuses. It was
awful.
That's
so gross. And you didn't even get the record.
I did not get the record.
Is the coin worth more that this guy pulled out now 53 years later? It's got to be worth more, right?
It's a good story.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did see the before and after. It's really gross.
Yeah, but clean that up. I mean, it's like a Da Vinci painting. You clean that gross
this
stuff
off. This
guy's
snot is exactly like a Da Vinci painting.
It's probably worth enough that he could buy that lady's Nintendo Switch.
Maybe. A woman's behind bars in Salt Lake City after perpetrating a strange crime. Believe it or not, her name is Chelsea. I don't know what's going on with a woman named Chelsea this morning.
I told you.
So... Chelsea gets into an argument with her teenage neighbor. Teenage neighbor calls the cops and said, my neighbor just shot me. Well, the cops arrive at the scene and he's telling the truth. However, it was not a gun.
Huh.
He said, I've been shot. I don't know what I was shot with, though, because I didn't hear any gunshots. It was a bow and arrow.
Well, how can you not tell it's an arrow?
It went through.
Isn't it like, oh, it's not stuck in her?
No. Leg. It went through his leg.
Oh, him. I thought it was a teenage girl.
Nope. Chelsea is the woman.
Yeah.
The juvenile male. The cops arrive. He's got a large laceration on his leg. And they go over to Chelsea's house next door. There she is with a bow and arrow.
Well, what did he do? Nobody just shoots the neighbor boy with a bow and arrow for no reason.
I gotta think he was playing his music too loud. Maybe he was trying to...
Oh, he was one of those crazy kids that was on her lawn.
Right. So I got a friend. His name's Neil. If he's in Chicago right now, I love you and I miss you. He did this thing with me where there was a movie put out. It was called Robin Hood Men in Tights. And it was a gag thing. And gag, yes, like this crazy 3-foot-long Robin Hood hat. And we had two of them. And I had bows and arrows. So we went out in my front yard, which was really big when I lived in Illinois. And we played this game as who's going to move. And we both took really big 50-pound things. and shot arrows straight up in the air, which were two seconds vanished into the sky. You didn't know where they were. And you would just cross your arms and tell the other and just watch the other guy. And he broke, man. He went running. And the second he ran, I ran. The things landed 100 yards away. I don't know how that works out, but it was a fun game to who's going to move.
Okay, that sounds so dangerous and so stupid, and I want to play it today.
Oh, it's a great. Because what are the odds? And I will tell you this, Paul, if we go and shoot our bows and arrows in the air.
Yeah, we should.
It didn't land right next to us. I'm good with archery. I was just surprised at this. I thought I was being buffed. It was not going to kill me and land on my head. Is it? It'll land 75 feet away. Easy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll play with you. And then we'll do this.
Gordon Ramsay is launching a new restaurant inside of Harrods department store this week.
Neat.
Now, we know Harrods is a
greatest place on earth, and I didn't know.
Yeah, world famous department store, many, many levels, one of which is a super posh food court.
Yeah. It's the only part I've ever been in.
Yeah, there's a whole floor dedicated to toys and women's clothes and burkas and clothing and furniture, like everything you could ever imagine. If you have a massive wallet, you can get at Harrods.
Neat.
So this week, Gordon Ramsay is opening up his Gordon Ramsay Burger, in which you will be able to purchase a $106 hamburger.
Yeah, I don't know, because you know, Sarah, and we've discussed this, Paul, those $5,000 pizzas and things that they put gold leaf on, which is the stupidest thing in the world. I'm just assuming he wants to be in Harrods, and that's the rent. Anybody would sell you a hamburger in there for $106 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you go into this food cart, we're talking truffles and caviar, and it's over the top.
Yeah.
So this is a hamburger, which is Wagyu. Comes with
Wagyu.
Truffle, pecorino cheese, fresh black truffle, and if you want fries, that'll be extra.
Really?
So yeah, if you are headed to London, this will be opening on Friday.
Anybody watch his show, Gordon Ramsay, I'm Looking for Your Butt, or whatever it's called?
I've watched a lot of his shows.
Do you like it?
Oh, I like all the shows.
I like all of it, but he is not meant for television. He seems like he could be anywhere else, which is a weird way to go on television, but he delivers every time.
Yeah,
and he's got like 10 shows, so clearly he's doing something right.
And like 10 restaurants.
It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida. Story of the day!
Yay!
A woman shoplifter in Florida was busted because she left behind a few key items while committing her crime.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cash, her checkbook, and her cell phone.
Yep, that's going to lead a smart guy to your door.
So she gets into the store. She steals a bunch of stuff. They yell at her.
Wait, did she steal it? Because she left both cash and a check.
Good call, Paul. I didn't even put that together. Yeah, theoretically she paid for it.
Yeah.
She put a bunch of stuff into a duffel bag she had brought with her. They tried to stop her. She kneed the guy in the Hoosits area, ran out of the store, and the cops arrive at the scene, and that's when the store manager said, well, she left behind this stuff. And they said, oh, really? Becky? All right. They went to Becky's house. There she was. Duffel bag.
What an idiot.
Sore knee.
But can she pause in it? I think you might be right there. Can she make a case for, I told you, left the money right there.
Right. Keep the change.
She didn't leave them on the counter. She left her purse there and ran out of the store after assaulting a worker.
The assault charges.
I don't think any of this is actually happening the way Paul and I are saying it happened. I'm just asking, can't a smart lawyer say that? And apparently the answer is no.
Smart lawyer? We're talking about Florida here, Danny.
True.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
You can check out all of our past Oh Florida stories at KZOK.com/Florida. Even vote for your favorites. News this morning brought to you by Pearl Vision. We've got a great show planned for you today. Sarah's Filthy Forecast at 7:20. And at 7:50, the nation needs sweeping. So we're going to play Famous Freddy's.
Famous Freddy.
Giving you a chance to win a copy of Queen's Greatest Hits. Stick around.